Hello. How are you? Thank you for joining in and listening. We have a great show tonight we're really excited about because we get to talk about our experiences with spirit and the other side. Paul and I both have plenty of them. And it's, you know, we have a panel of callers right now. We see you. Thank you for calling in. We're going to get to you. And we want to get to everybody tonight. But first I want to say, Paula, hi. How are you?
Hi, Susan. I am so happy to be here talking to you, and I'm so happy we have so many people interested in this show tonight and, you know, hanging on the line and calling in 15 minutes early to get a chance to speak with us here tonight. I can't wait to hear about people's experiences and what their questions are, and I know if a lot of them were sort of like me 3 years ago, you're just dying to speak to somebody about the experiences you've been having and hope someone can...
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, right, exactly. I agree. You know, and just being able to share that way or ask a question and, you know, all of that. So we're very happy and we're very excited for our conversation tonight. We're really going to just jump right into this tonight. I think people know who we are. I'm Susan Mullen, certified intuitive coach, and with Paula Hillick, and she is an author and founder of the Think, Care, Share movement. So tonight, I'm going to pull a card for everybody listening right now. For us, this is for Paula and myself, and for the audience and the collective audience that will be listening to this. However, spirit moves to have somebody listen to this archived show. And that's how it works. So I am just, I've been like with my cards for like 10 minutes and I'm just, I'm going to pull one in about, I say. This is about what we all need to know right now about the show, about our conversation, where it will lead, and what spirit wants us to know really about them. What could we pull into our consciousness to help our connection to the other side? So, here it is. This is for you. My favorite. Okay. I don't know if I say that every week, but I don't. But this one is called Compass, and that's all about direction. So, I can't wait to read this. All right. If I can get to it. As long as you orient your compass to true north, the direction of your higher power, you will never be lost. And this was presented in the reverse position. So, what is your higher power right now? Whatever you constantly focus on long enough becomes your higher power. If you worry about financial insecurity, materialism is your idol. If you obsess over a relationship, that is your God. If you're concerned about your weight or your looks or your status, you've lost your personal power and your way. Nothing but spirit can be your guiding force. You'll never truly find what you seek if these worries and distractions are your constant focus. Surrender and shift your compass. Be still and watch as the needle points to true north. Align yourself and you'll easily find your way back to where you're meant to be. I love how spirit had a voice here. Nothing but spirit can be your guiding force. And just real quick, because this is like just popping into me right now, a lot of people, I have a feeling, want to know right now, how can I connect to the other side, to my guides? How do you connect to your guides? This card basically just said, it's the answer. If we hang out in the human world and really resonate and, you know, we want to look better, be better, have the right car, house, phone, relationship, if we concentrate on that, we're really losing our connection to our authentic selves and also our ability to connect with spirit in the other side, which is pure. That is, so we are creating our own barriers. We have to look at what we value, how we navigate our lives. So I think that is a great card to pull. And if, you know, maybe the callers that are here now and the people listening can think about that a little bit. Where are you in your life? And are you, you know, really trying to focus on spirit? So what did you think about that, Paula?
Yeah, I was making some notes there while you were talking, and what was coming to me was basically, if your focus is on things that are outside,
mm-hmm.
that's not where you're going to find connection with your spirit guides or any of the ascended masters or any of the folks on the other side. I mean, there's a lot to it, and we're going to get into it, but basically you and I both know that your team on the other side is trying to make contact with us all the time. Through a whole bunch of different ways, through signs, through energy, just through ideas, what you call kledons, that's correct, isn't it?
Yes.
Through messages that you get even from other people. But if you're focused on the outside and you're not doing some of the inside work, then you're probably not going to get those messages, or you're going to get them and you're going to dismiss them. But I'm sure we're going to get into some of those ideas today and some of those practices that you and I have learned and developed. You know, sometimes if you're stubborn like I was, your team will do something that just shocks you into turning your direction inside into what they're trying to tell you. We'll talk about that story later, too.
Right. I agree. That's it. It's like when we focus on the wrong path to spirit, it'll be a very faulty connection. So that's just part of what I do too, is teach people how to connect with theirs, you know, their team. It starts with yourself though. It really starts with really emanating and, you know, living your life through your soul essence, not the mind essence, not the baggage and not the stuff and not your problems. Like, those are just outcomes. Those are just things we get around. Those are the stepping stones. But we can have spirit be the guiding force as long as that connection is clear and open, and that is so possible. So, you know what? Let's jump into a call, because I just feel like, you know, I'm going to unmute. We have a caller here. The last three digits are 913, and I'm going to say hello in a second, and if you have a question, hop right out with it and your name. Hi, caller. Can you hear us? Hello? This is caller 913. Are you there? You may not be there. I'm sorry. I will go to the next one to unmute. And let's see. We have another caller with the last three digits of the phone number is 523. And I will unmute. Hi, caller. Are you there?
Hello?
Hello? Hi.
Come on.
Hi. What is your name? Thank you
this
for calling. What is your name?
Hey, it's Nathaniel calling in.
This is Sarah.
I'm sorry. Oh,
I think you're unmuted line, so you've got Nathaniel.
Hello?
Sarah.
Thank you. Hold on one moment, please, guys. Something is... Nathaniel, can you hold on one second, please?
Of course.
Can you please hold? Thank you. Sarah said hello.
Yeah.
How are you? Thank you for calling. And
I'm doing great.
Great. Do you have a question or anything you'd like to share with us?
Yes, I do.
Go ahead.
Yeah. I have a question concerning, I guess it's a real estate question, if I may ask.
Okay.
Sure,
go ahead.
Thank you. I have a rental property that's up for sale, and it's a two-unit, and I used to live there. I lived there for many years, so it's a very well-taken care of property. But, I bought another house, and I've been renting it out, but... I'm really ready to move on to different things, a different stage in my life. So, it's been already, you know, a few months in the market. Nothing really solid yet. And I wanted to see what you were picking up as far as, you know, the sale of this property.
So this is a property that you own?
Yes.
And as as an income property. It's you rent it out, correct?
Yes.
And did you say you lived in it or you do not?
No, I lived, but okay. I moved out, and
I moved out
2.5 years ago.
Okay. Okay. Are you thinking of leaving the state? Are you in the States? You're
no.
in the States, correct?
No, I'm pretty much the same here, but, you know, like, you got to dedicate time to that, and I started a new job, a pretty good job, and I'm really happy, so, you know, I want to focus on that and some other things I'll be doing. So that's why I decided to put this property in office sale.
Okay, family asked, so... Okay. All right. So what I'm seeing and feeling, and I always consult what I feel, and I use all my clairs, my clairsentience, and I always pull a card from my deck because it gives me a lot of information as well. So it's so... What I'm seeing from you, the most powerful patterns are created within the tiniest details. Pay attention. This is a time to be aware of the fine print in all the areas of your life. Look at the details and the broad strokes for another time. So when this comes up, it's a sign to finesse a project, make small but meaningful gestures, add a personal touch to your correspondence. Be aware. So what you need to know, this is for you, Sarah. So it's in the details. If you're entering into an agreement of any kind, pay attention to them before it's too late. Clarity and transparency are key. I'm just sort of reading out loud your message. So I don't know that if this feels to me you're making a decision hastily, so I don't know why I feel that, if that's just something that might
be something.
Actually,
it's a well-thought-out decision. It took me
6 months
to make this decision. I just didn't make it arbitrarily. You know, I did a lot of analysis and thinking, and I think taking 6 months to make a decision, you know, that's where I thought about it long and hard. So.
Good. Okay, good. So you feel confident this is what you want to do.
Yes, absolutely.
Correct. Okay. So
I just wanted to see if you were picking up, you know, a time frame or any details about the sale and if I'll be getting the asking price and all that. So.
Yeah, that all I'm really picking up right now is that there are some details that need to be looked at closer. Not that it's hindering it, but there are some things that need to be ironed out.
I'm not sure what that could be, you know. Yeah.
Well, I'm not, I don't know either. You know, I can't say that I actually know.
It's kind of difficult because, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, maybe it's look at the contract, look at the person selling it. Are they working hard enough for you? It's things like that. Look at your team, you know, and just feel like it's paperwork. I just feel like it's really something being shuffled around, almost like paperwork. When details came up, in your reading, I feel like it's something there. And that could mean the price. Make sure, you know, that it's really market value and priced correctly. But it's something about that, and then I feel like it's going to move.
So
how long
is it going to
list it?
Price, do you know by how much I should drop the price?
How long is it
going to
list
it? No, I don't know. And sometimes it's not about dropping the price. You may be underpriced. You may be that part. I don't know.
Because
I don't
she was
feel...
searching based on that. She wanted me to drop the price, but I told her, you know what? Once I sell that place, an offer comes in, they're gonna be down. So if I drop now, then I drop again. And like I said, I put a lot of money into it. I've spent.
Well,
you have no idea.
I think
whoever is buying that house, they're gonna be blessed. I've changed
so,
almost everything in there.
Sarah, I think it's check out the person selling it. Even if you have to wait, you need to find someone who's really compatible and on and knows. I think it's your team. I think it's something about the contract. It's about the person selling it. I think there's something that needs to be worked out in order for this thing to fly. I don't know. I can't say it's the price. I can't put my finger on
Thank
anything.
Thank you for your advice,
so.
And I'll consider
Thank
that.
You.
Thank you very much.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you. Nathaniel, are you here?
Yes.
Are you here? Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Great. Do you have a question?
I was just kind of hoping you would give a general message. Is that okay?
Sage Nathaniel, that is okay. All right, let me do one for you. And
thank you.
I'm going to give you a general of what you need to know today, tonight, right now, on your path, okay? And I want your spirit, I want spirit to talk to you and to me. Okay. So, yours is you are always protected and divinely directed. And, you know, this is great for tonight's show, Nathaniel, because this is suggesting, and I'm feeling like you need to really work on trusting your own intuition and trust yourself. And do you have a good sense of that, a good base?
I think, yeah, I probably should develop that a bit.
Right. You know, so, and also it says the path you're on now is one that will challenge you to the core. So, it's this is what I'm feeling with this, especially the card I just read, a general card, was to really delve into that and learn to trust spirit, create a connection to your spirit guides and your higher power and whoever that may be, but to really develop that relationship, because I feel like once that happens, things in your life are going to go a lot smoother, because you're going to be divinely directed. It's not going to be just Nathaniel making decisions and looking around and, you know, all of that. You'll get your head a little bit out of your world, and you'll get into, you know, trusting what you're feeling and getting, and you'll just suddenly know the right next step, if that makes sense. But it's saying to do a little bit more work on your part. Pick up a book, learn, you know, go read, and get into it, and just learn how to connect with your spirit guides and your own intuition.
Okay.
Is your general message?
Hey,
okay.
Well, thanks a lot. Thank you.
You're very welcome. Thank you for calling.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Thank you. So, Paula, we'll take callers in a minute, but we'll chat about these a little bit. I think those were very cool and interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know what? It's always interesting to me. As you know, I'm trying to remember the years. I think it was 2011, or was it 2012? 3 or so years ago, we had what I like to call house phenomena now, centered largely around my son, which made me have to, hire a medium to come into the house to see what was happening. And one of the things that medium said to me, she said, you know, your son's very open. He's very connected to spirit, has lived many lives, you know, just amazingly open and connected. And she said, you know, you can do one of three things going forward, she said. You can continue to have to hire people like me to come into this house to see what's going on and make sure that your son's okay. She also said you can shut down your son's connection to the other side, which she said is a very simple exercise, but I don't recommend you do it. It's not your skill. It's his that he's developed. It's not fair for you to shut down. Or she said the third thing that you can do, Paula, is you can get connected to the other side yourself, get connected to your guides, and start doing some of that work. And then you don't need to ask people like me these questions. And I went to mediums for years and psychics for years prior to getting connected myself. And very interestingly, just recently, there's a restaurant that I love here in Toronto called Southern Accent. I'll give it a little shout out. It's a Cajun restaurant. It's delicious. It's actually not going to be there anymore in about a year because they're tearing down the whole block. And at that restaurant, there's a medium. Her name's Marlena. Here's her little shout-out, too. And I had been going to see her every year on my birthday for 20 years, but I hadn't been back for about 5. And so I just went this summer in June on my birthday, and I went and sat down in front of Marlena just out of tradition, because I'd always done it, and just I wanted to see given where I am now with my relationship with my guides and my ascended masters and angels, I wanted to see what she was going to say. And you know what, Susan? Her advice was absolutely 100% accurate, but a tenth of the information that I get now on a daily basis. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yes, I do. I know exactly what you're saying. That is perfect for Nathaniel, you know, and I feel like that was the great, that was an awesome, you know, example to throw up here, because that's what you and I did, right? So
yeah,
we went to John Holland, and it was called Mediumship 101, and, you know, I don't call myself a medium at all, because although I glimpse the other side from time to time, I feel like I'm more connected with my spirit guides, and I just feel like there's a little dance going on between mine and the people in front of me, or whoever, you know, just me in general.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I do get that, and but we learned a lot. I mean,
yeah,
we can take it. Yeah, so we did, and it's one of those psychic muscles. We're all born intuitive. We're all born with the same exact GPS system. It's how we choose to strengthen it or not strengthen it that determines if we are really bumping into a lot of rocky roads and all of that, or if we can sort of coast through them differently and knowing that, hey, I do have a good connection to spirit and my guides, and you can learn their signs. You can, all of it, you can see them. I do meditations where people meet them, and you get to know them. And so as I, you know, started getting to know mine, and that's how I met mine. We had some pretty interesting mediumship things, though, didn't we? Because some of that psychic muscle popped out on both of us. We were both reading other people, and everything he taught was incredible.
Yeah, a lot of information and great validation.
It was, and you and I did not do anything on each other because we knew each other.
Mm-hmm.
Total strangers from all over the United States showed up to this. It was very, you know, I think there were only 60 people, and it was quite phenomenal. It was, you know, I remember during one of the things that he was doing, I remember for the first time I can see auras. Sometimes, not all the time, but sometimes I can. But this one particular woman, when we were doing some healing on each other of some sort, we were so wide open that I literally saw the purple, her chakra, her crown chakra was emanating purple. And I was like blowing it and putting my hand through it. I'm like, I can't believe this is coming out of her head.
Mm-hmm.
For the first time, I really saw that sort of mist. But it was because we were all, you know, so opened up, and we connected to, you know, people's loved ones on the other side that really
showed
themselves.
And I think if people are listening to this, that can sound really weird. It can sound really woo-woo. And I think when you first start investigating this stuff and start opening yourself up energetically and psychically, you know, for me anyway, my experience was you get it in stages, little by little. Right? And I am absolutely
did.
At the point where I see auras, where I see flashes of color, and it's just a
right.
flash for me. It's not permanent. It doesn't stay there. I'll be looking
right.
at someone, and I'll see like a swoosh of green or yellow or whatever it is. And then, of course, I always say things like, did I just see that? Did I see
yes.
that out in the world, or was that in my mind's eye? Do you know what I
right.
mean, Susan?
Yes, I do.
But
it actually
doesn't really make any difference whether it was in my mind's eye or actually out in the world. It really actually makes no difference. There's still a message there. There's still information there, just like all of the things that we see, which either I'm receiving that imagery from my guides and my other team, or it actually is sort of, you know, the other side made visible to me. I don't know which one it is. But
right.
I don't know
right.
that it matters.
And it doesn't matter. No, that's true, Paula. It doesn't matter. We have to stop questioning it and go, whoa, I just saw that. And another thing I wanted to put out there for people, before I take another caller, and I'm going to because I see you, is to say, you know, I always light a candle, whether I'm doing a session, intuitive session with somebody, or with, you know, the radio show, anytime, because what it does that's how spirit really draws in. That's why we all love fire. We all love a fire pit. We're always lighting candles, or we're always trying to bring the elements into the home. But it's because we're very connected. It connects us on a subconscious level. So get a white candle, light it, sit quietly, and just say, I'm here. Show up. You know, let
me
feel you.
Does it have to be white, Susan?
No, but when I was told, it doesn't have to be, but I was told it is a pure color, like it you're not interfering with
right.
the dyes or color.
Yeah.
Like they are attracted to white. And it's like when I sage my house, it was just because I was told that. I don't know. I use white sage.
Well,
so,
here's something that's true in color theory, is that black absorbs all of the color rays and white reflects it.
Hmm. Well, so we are trying to be reflective. So I heard, you know, this is what I learned. It's not what I heard, but I learned from several people in different areas that I've studied with, that the spirits on the other side do look down. You know, they're really attracted to the light. They're pulled in by the fire as well. So,
yeah.
So it's an attraction piece as far as also making us feel calm and all of
mm-hmm.
that. So, okay. So I am going to open up another caller. And if you're here, I am seeing the last three digits of your phone number is 332. Okay. Hi, caller.
Hello.
I'm here. Hi.
Yes, I
How
am.
How are you?
Fantastic.
Oh, thank you for hanging on and calling in. It's great to meet
yes.
you. And what is your first name?
Sandy.
If you don't mind. Sandy, how are you? Great. And do you have a message? A question or something to share with us?
I'd like to see if there's a message, maybe from my mom. Anything about love? Before she passed, she told me she was sending me the love of my life, and to be prepared for it. But I also talk to the angels, and I've had an angel. Well, what I say was an angel. At the end of my bed, I woke up and, like, was shocked, was stunned. And, I mean,
wow.
It went away as fast as what I've seen it, and it was there. But, oh, my gosh, it was an experience.
Was that after your mom passed?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I just literally got a feeling that was the love of your life. And I don't, not really in that sense, but... You're so intuitive, like, to talk to the angels. Do you know which angel it was? Was it an angel that we, you know, the archangels, or was
yeah.
it just an angel from just presenting herself from the other side?
Yeah, that I don't know. But
okay.
I also dream a lot. I have the
and
dreams, and but they also, one of the dreams actually came true. And it was like, oh, my gosh, I was fighting with my mom about going to look for a car. And it's like, no, I'm not going, I'm not going, I'm not going. And the very next day, I was in a 14-car pileup. And my car was the there was two cars out of the 14 cars that drove away. And I was one of them. I got rear-ended, but I did not hit somebody. And all I heard was pull over the side, get to the side.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like,
that's
so I fully believe in all of it.
Mm-hmm.
So you're very connected. You absolutely are. I just had an angel story myself with my daughter in a car accident. I absolutely know where you're coming from, and it's so true. So your question
okay.
is, you're from your, like, are you wondering your mom where the love of your life is?
Is he coming in?
Okay.
I guess I'm tired of being by myself. I'm perfectly happy by myself. I'm not going to say that, you know, I can't live without a man or anything like that. I'm not going to say that. I can. I have for the past 19 years. I'm just
okay.
ready to share my life now.
Okay. Well, have you made that intention? Do your guides know that? Do the angels know that? Are you talking about that every day? I'm looking. Where are you? Know, not obsessively,
yes.
but...
Yes.
Opened yourself up
mm-hmm.
to the, yep, that you're ready. Okay,
yep. mm-hmm.
life is filled with lessons. Be teachable. So I pulled this because I want to read it to you. I just feel like I need to read this card to you. Okay. So we take everything with a grain of salt, right? So, and I'm gonna we'll talk about what this means in a minute. So stubbornness and the desire to know it all and be right no matter what will not get you what you want. So this is all said, right, a little bit of humor here, but kind of. So, or could it be that you're afraid to be seen as someone who knows less than you're supposed to? Could you be flying through life by the seat of your pants and hoping nobody will notice or skimming a few things? Life is filled with lessons, some bitter, some sweet. A strident lust for certainty will never bring you the wisdom you seek. Pretending to know more than you do won't make you wise. So be assured that not knowing is a magical place to be. All manners of mystery are revealed. Be open. It's okay not to know. This, what it means to me, what it means to me, though, are there are some things that are just meant to be surprises. Like, don't look at the Christmas present too long. Like, I don't know if you were a kid who just had to shake it, on Christmas Eve and knowing you're going to open it the next day. It's one of those, these are one of those divine moments and times in your life. Spirit's in charge. Just wait. You're probably going to bump into somebody at the gas station because it will be the last person you are going to expect to meet the love of your life. And that's what I'm feeling. It will blindside you because you won't be looking. So once you give up the search, you allow. Once we give up the want and the need or the, you've already put it out there, I'm ready. So let go and go on. Go shopping. Go to the beach. Go live your life. Go volunteer with animals, whatever you're doing. I don't know if you have children or live your life, but don't worry because I just see a big, I just see a big swirl. So what I'm saying is this is in motion, but take the pressure off yourself and be surprised. Let your mom give you the gift of surprise, and I feel like that's what she wants to do. And that's just my feeling.
Okay.
I'm just here. So... I don't know if that makes sense to you or if that is something, if any of those words spoke to you in a way, but, that's the feeling.
It makes sense. Because I'm always, it's not like I'm out looking or doing anything like that or not thinking, wow, is he it or this or that. When I go out to have fun. And, I even go out with the grandkids and, active with them and stuff. So, no, I don't go out looking. But, I've just made it clear that, I've talked to the angels and it's like, okay, I'm ready. Whenever. I just don't want to live the rest of my life by myself.
Right. Okay, so I'm feeling you're not going to live the rest of your life by yourself. I do feel... there's something coming and, something else. But I feel like it's going to be an element of surprise.
Okay.
Sort of one of those wow type of things. Wow. Yes.
Susan, can I share something?
Yes.
So
sure.
I'm not an intuitive coach, but I am connected to spirit, and quite often I will get information and messages that I'm happy to pass along. And right from the beginning of this reading, what I was picking up was, at first I saw a child, and so what I was thinking was, I heard the caller say that she didn't want to be alone, and as soon as she said that, I saw a child. But towards the end of the call, the image I keep getting in my head and the message I keep getting is, that movie Under the Tuscan Sun?
I do. I remember that from a long time ago.
I don't.
You don't? It's a lovely movie.
I'll have
movie.
To look at it.
Diane, what's her name? Diane Lane?
Oh,
does
Diane.
Does that sound right?
Yes.
Diane Lane?
And Richard Gere. Richard Gere?
No, he's not in that. She has a marriage breakup. She goes to Italy. She's very, sad and, going through this breakup and very unhappy. And one of the scenes in the movie, she says, I bought this house and I want to meet someone. I want to have a wedding in this house and I want to have children in this house. The movie ends with her, with one of the people, one of the people she becomes friends with, getting married in her house. And a girlfriend of hers from America comes and has a baby there. And she's sort of lying on a lounge chair and she's looking around. and there's a wedding in her house, and there's children in her house, and another friend walks up to her and says, I think you got your wish. And she was immensely happy. And then the next scene was this really attractive American man walks up and says, you know, are you the owner? I hear that there's an American author that lives in this house. And then the next scene you see is, you know, this whole big extended family with her and this man at a table having dinner, and that's how the movie ends. So the message I felt
awesome.
Like I was getting was, it's just going to be through another way. Like everything that you said, it's like when you stop focusing on, you know, the man and just
mm-hmm.
fill your life up with the joy of family and friends and children, that person will walk in.
Right.
All right.
Right.
That's,
yeah,
fantastic.
I do too,
yes. Go see that movie. Go rent that movie. I think you'll
I'll have to
feel very connected to the story.
Okay.
Well, that's
that
wonderful.
Sounds good.
Well, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for
thank
calling.
Thank you so much. Yes. Thank
you're
you.
Welcome.
Thank you both for everything.
You're
I
welcome.
I appreciate that. You have a great night.
And you too.
Or
you have
too.
Fun.
Yeah, and have fun.
Thank you. I sure will. No problem.
Oh,
okay.
Fantastic.
Okay, bye-bye.
Okay, oops, I think she's gone. Wasn't that was fantastic? Oh, Paula, isn't that great how, you know, that's the thing. Like, when we're both, we listen, they call in, and we're all, you know, if you're open, something will just come up. And
something pops up. Yeah.
Something does, and that was definitely part of her message in that movie. It makes me want to rent it again, you know, look at it. So,
I know.
I remember.
I think I might be watching it myself.
I know, but it's one of those great messages for a lot
yeah.
of people is that, hey, you know, just focus on today. Right now is your point
yeah.
of power. It's never. It's not the future. It is not the past. It's
well, you
right
can
now.
Fill your life up with love and happiness, and it doesn't have to come in the package you thought it was going to.
And it, you're absolutely right, and it usually doesn't. And that's
yeah.
why I, you know what, she's still listening. I want, when it happens, I want her to call back and let us know
yeah.
because I really want to know if she was surprised. Okay.
Yeah.
Let's see. We have another caller I'd love to open up. If you're here, we have the last three digits of 768. And let me say hello. Hello, caller. Are you here?
Hi, 201, my number.
Yes, 201 is, I'm seeing you. Thank you.
Oh, sorry. Okay. Yeah, my
great.
Name is Jennifer.
Yes.
I just wondered also if you have any general message for me or anything.
General. Okay.
I don't have a specific question, really.
Do you have any specific area of your life that would be helpful? But if not, it's okay because there are general
health.
Questions.
Yeah, health, I guess.
Health. Jennifer.
Yeah.
Yeah, let me see. All right. This is very good. Jennifer, 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 need to know right now. Okay, all right. So, are you... I mean, without knowing, I'm not going to ask a lot of questions, except just if you, I'm just going to ask if anything I'm feeling, just because I need to,
sure, no problem.
I need your, yeah, I just kind of need your voice and either if I'm in the right direction or not, but is this, are you tired? Is this a fatigue?
Yep.
Let me sort, okay.
Yeah.
I just felt very heavy and tired. So I'm going to just read what I pulled here. It says, you
okay.
are... And you are in a time of positive forward motion. This is a
okay.
time for positive momentum as you come out of a period of restriction. You're in a stage of new adventure and discovery. You may feel compelled to take a trip, change your hair, or move your home or business. Regardless, you can't remain where you are anymore. You feel compelled to go forward. No matter what,
wow.
you will see your dreams take form. That were previously shut down, and that it will open up as if magic. Movement is also a state of mind. The fog lifts, and you now know the actions you need to take. This is not a time for fear. Let it go and move forward. So, have you felt constricted and by an illness or a health issue and do feel...
Yeah, yeah, that matches
okay.
for me.
What was that? I'm sorry.
It goes with me. It matches, yeah, what you said.
Okay. Okay, so this is indicating, this is sort of a positive forward movement type of feeling and message.
When is that going to happen?
There.
Soon?
Well, okay. I think it's a state, it wants you to know it's a state
it
of mind.
It depends on me, right? Yeah, it depends
yes,
on me.
Yes,
kind of.
You're in the driver's seat. So it's almost like you could wake up every day, and this is what I'm getting, I'm just saying what comes to my head. You could wake up every day and put your feet on the ground or whatever and go, oh, my gosh, I'm exhausted. I have to get through my day. Or you can put your feet on the ground and go, oh, my gosh, my feet are on the ground. What can I do? So I
right.
feel like that is
I have my
the forward
days,
movement.
Days and bad days with that, a blend of what
yeah.
you're saying.
Well, I feel you do. No, I understand,
yes.
and I say this
yeah.
with full compassion. And even when you're tired, when your feet hit the ground, it's my feet hit the ground. What can I do with this? My
right.
body may be having its own agenda, and my mind and my spirit, my connection to spirit and my guides, but my mind is in charge. So what are we doing today?
I know they say with some health issues, they talk about stuff from the past, like past life stuff. Do you follow any of that?
I'm not, I believe in it 100%. I'm saying
okay.
I don't know that I'm picking up or really qualified to go that far.
Oh, I understand.
But
okay.
I am, you know, but what I do get is sort of right now stuff and what I'm feeling, what I'm getting, what I feel from you. And, but I do suggest if you could look into past life things because, or a past life coach or intuitive
so many
or somebody.
Different things. Yeah.
There are, but this is, I'm not sure if this is real. Well, this is what I'm feeling again. And I, you know, so I'm saying don't, you have to take everything with what sits right in your soul. You know, we're not medical. I'm not a medical intuitive or anything like that. But I do feel this, what you came to learn in this life is to find harmony in your physical world with the restrictions of your body in a way. But it's going to teach you to use your brain and your mind and your. It is very challenging. It is, but it's worthwhile. If you can just sort of pretend, you know, just sort of look at your challenges as a child in a way, how would you love it to get better? Would you really say, no, you're not going out today? No, we're not going anywhere. You're tired. No. Or would you say, you know what? Come on. Let's just go sit in the sun for 10 minutes. Let's go down to the park or the beach and sit. And let's do whatever we can do. Because encourage yourself like you would a child in your care. And I think that might be the message for you. And I don't know. So
I just have a question. I have a question for the caller. So you had asked Susan the question, could it be something about a past life? So is there a reason you asked that question?
I just feel like there's just so many different things. Am I carrying them over? I don't know.
Is there something that made that pop into your head?
No, nobody still. No, I'm just thinking it myself. I've heard people talk about it, some of their health.
Well, you know, you may not believe this, but Susan certainly might, because I'm sitting at my desk in front of two great big computer screens, and I have a Facebook page opened. And it's a page called Spirit Science, and the
what is it called? Spirit what?
The Facebook page is called Spirit Science. If you are on Facebook, you can Google it. They made this post 11 hours ago, and it's called How to Access Past Life Memories.
Wow!
Perfect.
If you can believe that,
certainly can.
And then it gives you some suggestions how to meditate on a question and then how to talk about it with friends and then how to sort of, you know, maybe understand and interpret what you're getting.
Okay.
But the very fact that that popped out of your mouth, sometimes you don't understand the reason that comes out. To me, that's a huge indication that it probably is something to do with that. Because to me, that's your guides and your team are giving that to you, and you don't have any idea why.
No, I'm not gonna,
Right. But I always say, get out of your way. And don't let the logical ego mind dismiss it or talk you out of it. I always call it follow the crumbs. If an idea pops into my head, I follow the crumb. I say, if someone goes to me, oh, do you know about such and such? Have you ever heard of so and so? I go, no, but you know what? I'm going to look it up. If someone says, you should read this, I do it. If something pops into my head, I should reach out to that person and say such and such, even though it might be like, why? You know, they don't like me.
Right.
You know what I mean? I do it. I get out of my way. What Susan's coach and mentor calls a cleat-on, it's a message. The fact that you pop that out of your mouth, when there's a million different things you could have said. You could have said, well, I don't know, I'm making this up. Is it fibromyalgia? You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But that's not what you said. So I would say you follow your crumbs. You follow your intuition because, to me, they're messages.
That's right.
Okay. I'm going to look it up.
Well, thank you.
Thank you, guys.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. And trust.
Okay. Thanks.
Thank you. Good night. Yeah, that was fantastic.
I love your reading, Susan. They're so bang on. And I get to sit back almost in a meditative way and just I get to say, okay, what's coming up?
I love that because you do and you get it and you're contributing, you know, all of that stuff. It's like you're getting it just as much. And it's so fun. You know
what, like, I love that. She bounced that out there. She volleyed, what about past lives? Because she doesn't have any experience with that, so why would it even be coming to her? You know what
I
mean?
And it was supposed to. And that Facebook page is in front of you for a reason. Absolutely.
Yeah, isn't that crazy?
It is. It's so crazy, but it's so, it's like, that's what's awesome about, you know, there are no coincidences. There are just planned meetups and... Okay, so let's see. I have another caller I would love to get to who's been here, and I hope he or she is still waiting. We have area code 928, and I will say hello. Hello, are you here? Hi, thank you for hanging on and calling in.
Fine.
And what is your name?
Alfina.
Alfina, how are you? Tonight?
I'm actually doing really good.
Wonderful. Do you have a question or anything to chat about or share?
I actually have a question.
Okay. Yeah, go ahead.
I'm wondering about a person named Eric.
A person named Eric. And what are you wondering about him? How he fits into your life?
His intentions and, like, how far he wants to go.
Yeah, I understand. How you fit into his life. You're curious about where you stand. Okay. That's great. Okay. I'm going to ask. Okay, and it takes a minute sometimes. All this silence isn't for nothing. I really don't talk or do anything until I get the okay. Let's see. Strength. Okay, so, and I always am in communication, so, especially with my deck and my guide. So, all right, so I'm going to read to you what came up. And then I want to interpret it with you and what I feel, because I already felt something, and I just want to see what this means to you. Okay. Your true strength comes not from self-reliance alone, but from a sincere faith in a higher power. And it was presented this way. I will read this to you. When you see this card, pay particular attention to your health, for this indicates that your body, mind, and spirit need strengthening at this time. Exercise, rest, proper nutrition are necessary to keep you in balance. Don't deplete yourself through overwork, as now is the time for building your stamina. Perhaps you feel the bonds weakening in a relationship. If they are in danger of being broken, they may need repair. Attend to them before the burden gets too heavy. Be strong, face the reality of your relationship at this time, and give it your attention, for any fragile threads may give way. Let go of whatever robs you of your life force, and trust that something better will take its place. So, right now, I just love how this popped up. I don't know if there's, I don't want to say mind games or da-da-da going on, but I just feel like I see you on shaky ground. And I just felt immediately when you called in and asked about Eric, you didn't know where you stood. So is that...
No, I mean, like, I'm just wondering,
kind of true?
Is he interested or, like, because we've kind of, you know, like, talk for it here and there, but I don't really say much about relationships or anything like that because I don't want to... I guess, talk about that if that's not something he wants. And there is an age difference. He's older than I am, so.
Well, the thing is like, but you have a right to talk about it. Like, you're showing up. So for you to show up in anybody's life is to assume there's a little bit of a relationship there. You know, if he's interested in you and you're interested in him or you're talking, it's like with my daughter. So this is sort of, I don't know if this is a new lingo thing, but I'm like, do people date anymore, or is it we're hanging out? And honestly, and this isn't facetious, like, people are hanging out until they're engaged, and that's just not my generation. You know, it's like, wow. Like, people don't really know where they stand because a lot of communication is digital. It's texting. It's Facebook. It's meet me here, meet, you know. So it is different, and the lingo is changing. But what doesn't change are people. And feelings and bodies and how we receive, you know, information. So we're really almost turning into almost robot human beings because we're being forced to, you know, just translate basic information that we all used to know. So anyway, I want to get to what your question was. Is he really interested? I know. I just feel like that had to come out. I think yes, and I'm not sure what his real intentions are, but I have a feeling you do, and I'm not going to really go there, and I'm not asking to have this conversation, but is to trust, you know, this. Your message here was also that just pay attention to the little things you're getting and feeling, especially the ones you're not. So if you're not really receiving enough, that's an answer. And the very last part of your reading was...
No, I mean, is it because he's afraid?
No, I don't feel like he's afraid. I don't feel like he's afraid.
No, because I know
there's
an age difference there. That's why, like, there's... and I don't have children, and he does. So it's kind of, I guess, different places in our lives.
What's the age
right.
difference? What's the age difference?
Is it like over 10 years? I was going to say 17. Yeah, 17 popped up. Yeah, no, I think, I don't know that if he's afraid or if he doesn't know what to do necessarily. He doesn't want to use you, and, you know, I'm really putting my hands up in quotations here, and lead you on if it's something he can't follow through with, but that's his path. That's if he has to lose you for a little while, let him. you know, let go. Let go of the reins and find out where he stands. He'll know when he misses you. It's sort of that feeling. Don't wait around, but don't question it or think it's anything to do with you. It's not anything to do with you. It's him and his life and where he stands and what he's doing day to day. You are in different, almost generations in a way, but these days it's not. I think the gap is very narrow. I don't believe in anything I really just said, because I think human beings can get a... I do. I just think that was kind of a poor lowball I just put out there, and I didn't mean to do that, because I don't mean that. But sometimes he may believe that when it's really not true. So if he needs more time, then you can decide, do I give it without... But you do have a right to know. You do have a right to ask, and don't be afraid. Here you are, a woman in his life, a grown woman in a grown man's life. You do have the right to ask that question, and with all, you know, bring your higher self there and just go, so, you know, if I bring you to my family, are you my boyfriend? Like, what are we doing here? Like, you do deserve that. You need that. You need to know where you stand and to just ask it, because sometimes when we don't...
Well, right now, we're just kind of friends, you know, nothing has taken place sexually. We did plan to get together in June, but that didn't happen because I didn't talk to him for a bit. Then now, like, just earlier, we planned on, like, the 29th of August. So I'm, like, thinking to myself, like, I mean, I know he's interested, but I'm just thinking, is he afraid because he thinks of the age... Yes.
Well, I think there's a hesitation, and I feel like he's wondering about hurting you, or what do I do? I do. I feel like he either isn't familiar with dating somebody with that kind of an age difference, so he's trying to figure out where he stands with himself and with what people think in the world and all of that, and... So it does. It feels, well, that's just what it feels like to me.
I'd like to say something.
Yeah, Pollock, jump in.
I'll do it very quickly, and I'm going to just say, I want to actually put a disclaimer out there and say, caller, I am not giving you advice. Please feel free to disregard this piece of advice and feel like it has absolutely nothing to do with you. Okay, but this is what's coming to me, but I'm not an intuitive coach. I say that right up front. But this is what I'm getting. If it doesn't feel good and it's not easy, let it go. Relationships are not easy, the best of them, that begin like magic, because that's how my relationship with my husband began, like magic, like providence, totally divine and guided. Literally the night I met him or saw him first, it was like he was bathed in a cone of light. And I'm telling you, relationships are tough. So if they start out confusing, if they start out rocky, if they start out stretched and pulled and not feeling good to me, that is a sign. When they start out the way my relationship with my husband started out, and I'd had many before that. I wasn't married until I was 35. That was also a sign. But that's just my opinion, and I'm not giving advice.
No, that's perfect. That's great. That's great information to take away with, and for anybody, actually. And even if you're feeling you're interested and you'd like to know, allow. Allow it to transpire in a way that suits you, in a way that does not degrade you or make you wait or, you know, take advantage in any way, shape, or form. You do have a right to ask. But I feel like I just feel like, to answer your question, he doesn't know what to do with this. And so he'd rather not do anything than do too much or not enough. So I'm not saying he's not interested. I feel like he doesn't know what to do with it. But so you can bring that out of him. What was that?
Because it's new to him, like this relationship, like he never...
Well, I feel like this may be a new relationship to him with this kind of an age gap. So is that true? Or and that,
you know, I don't know. I never okay. asked him. It was just kind of we okay. started talking and the conversation went pretty
yeah.
good and everything and
so,
we
right. But but to answer your question, I feel like there is interest and I just feel like he's taking his own time for his own reasons, which has nothing to do with you, but it's almost like you need to decide what is good for you. What are you willing to accept for answers or attention? You know, like, you certainly need the give and take, and you have a right to ask and all of that. So it's to do that. Take those steps and show up. Show up as you want to show up without fear. And it'll either bring out the best in him, like it'll pull it, you know, he may need that, I don't know. Or you will get your answer when he recoils or pulls away. And if that's the case, that's an answer too. And I just feel like you need to find your answers by you being you and seeking them, because I'm not sure he's going to be on the same timetable as you. And I don't mean that's a negative either. I don't feel like it's a big negative thing. I feel like there's just a big question mark in this with him right now.
Okay.
So, did I make you more confused? I hope not.
No. I know he's hesitant. I know there's hesitation there because of the age gap, that I know. And
yeah.
But I know that he is interested. But I was just wanting confirmation on that.
Okay, and I think he is too. I'm not seeing anything like in my what I'm seeing and feeling, and I'm not seeing a lot of red flags. But I am seeing that it might take a little bit of you being a little bit initiating on some things and things that are only comfortable and sit right with you. Don't go out of your way. Don't feel you have to do anything extraordinary to get a reaction out of him, because you don't. Live your life. And what's meant for you won't go past you, especially in this guy is included. So don't change anything about yourself, but you do go after what you feel you deserve to know and trust that.
Okay, thank you
okay.
so much for that.
Oh, you're very welcome. And thank you for calling.
Susan, you are awesome.
Okay. Oh, thank you. You are too, Paula.
No, I think you're so...
No, but
this
thank
is why
you.
I'm not a coach. I just love everything you have to say is so bang on, and it's delivered in such a beautiful and palatable way. But you know, it's 9:03, so we're going to have to wrap it up.
Yes, we do. And thank you for that. You know, and you know what's funny, Paula? It streams through me. I will not remember this tomorrow, and I won't remember anybody I talk to, because it's not.
Well, you got
me.
It
it's
on tape, honey.
Of me, exactly.
It's recorded. But before we sign off, I want to thank everyone who is listening tonight and who called in, and I want to thank you, Susan, for sharing your gifts with our callers and with the world. And I want to just say my little quote here, my favorite quote from Oprah, which is, stories shared around the world connect people and change lives. So thank you for everyone who calls in, and for you, Susan, for putting yourself out there every week and sharing who you are and, you know, what you do in the world.
Of course. And thank you, Paula. And I love that, how we do, we're sharing, connecting around the world. So thanks, everybody, and have a great night. And we will see you next week.
Thanks, everyone. See you next week.
Thanks, everyone. Good night.
Good night.